We've got an update now about the case of a suspected spy for Israel at the Pentagon. Since word leaked out about him, we've learned the man's name. It's Larry Franklin, and also a bit more about his work as a mid-level analyst on the Pentagon's Iran desk. Now, there are growing indications that the FBI probe is actually much wider than just one man, and that this probe has been going on for at least 2 years. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is following all this and joins us now to update us on the investigation. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, the basics first. Larry Franklin is accused or suspected of passing secrets about Iran to Israel, and that this was done in part with a pro-Israel lobbying group in Washington, APEC. Where do things stand now?
Several updates on this story since it first broke a week ago. First, as you say, the probe appears to be broader and to have been going on a lot longer than was originally thought. It turns out that the top national security advisors at the White House, Condoleezza Rice, her deputy Steve Hadley, were briefed more than 2 years ago about an FBI investigation into whether APAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, was handing classified U.S. documents to Israel. If true, that would signal a more extensive breach of security than the very specific original allegation about Franklin that perhaps, as you say, he's been accused of passing on a secret policy directive about U.S.-Iran policy. It may be that the Franklin probe is an offshoot of this original wider investigation. We don't know. A second factor just to throw into the mix is, I think, an increasing focus on APAC itself. The original reports seem to indicate that, if anything, APAC was suspected of playing a conduit role. And now, in fact, we know that the FBI has questioned two APAC officials specifically, has downloaded one of their hard drives.
And now there are reports that this investigation is broadened in another way. Ahmed Chalabi's name comes into this somehow.
Ahmed Chalabi, who is the Iraqi politician once very influential in Washington, now fallen out of favor. The Washington Post today is reporting that this investigation expands to Chalabi and whether several Pentagon officials, in fact, leaked classified intelligence to Chalabi. That would be in contradiction, we should say, to the Pentagon statements on this, which have said the investigation is limited in its scope, focused on one person, Larry Franklin.
Okay, now, when these allegations first came out, Israel denied them.
That's right.
APAC, this lobbying group, denied them. As this investigation has apparently broadened, or at least our understanding of the investigation has broadened, what are they saying?
APAC still is denying it. They yesterday put out a new statement calling these allegations false. I talked to their lawyer yesterday, Nathan Lewis, who said this is groundless. And responding to this newer allegation that a probe has been going on for some 2 years, he said, look, if White House officials were briefed on it, if they kept talking to us, that shows these allegations are baseless. There's nothing there.
And also this man that we've now named on the air, Larry Franklin, what does he say?
He's saying nothing. Despite all the best efforts of Washington journalists to reach him, he is laying low. So there's still a lot of questions about his role. When this whole story first broke a week ago, it was trumpeted as a full-fledged spy investigation, a mole inside the office of the Secretary of Defense. I think we're seeing that toned down a bit. There is no word that an arrest is imminent, or what charges, if any, Franklin may actually face, or indeed whether he is still at the center of this investigation.
Mary Louise, we've just got a couple of seconds here, but this man, Larry Franklin, works for Doug Feith. He's the number three official at the Pentagon. He's already controversial. Is there any sign that Feith is in any way a target of this investigation?
There's nothing concrete. This report today about Chalabi will certainly raise a lot of questions again. Feith is a controversial figure. He has consistently, though, denied any wrongdoing.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.